Did you know that the average child spends less than 10 minutes each day outside for unstructured playtime? At the same time, we see children facing increased stress levels, mental health issues, rising levels of obesity, and huge amounts of time spent on computers and other electronic devices. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director at SCAN of Northern Virginia, and my guest today is Tracy Hannigan, the Recreation Services Division Chief for Prince William County Parks and Rec. Thank you, Tracy, for joining.
That's my pleasure. Thank you.
Today, we'll be discussing what happens to kids when they miss out on nature, the benefits of more time outdoors, and how parents can replace screen time with more green time. So, Tracy, what is the reality today for kids? Why are they spending so little time outside?
Young people today have such a diminished access to nature. We know that kids have more screen time, whether it's their telephone, their computers, their TV, and there's more of a protectiveness around them as well, whether they're in bubble wrap, and there's more fear of kind of the stranger danger of them getting hurt or now the Zika virus. So there's a lot of challenges out there and concerns, and, you know, they don't have, they have more scheduled lives than we used to when, you know, we used to play outside and come in when the streetlights came on, and there's a lot of overscheduling of teens, and you know the challenges that they face of whether they have to work or they start working younger these days. And we also know that the schools are challenged with meeting SOLs, and there's less recess time. So kids automatically are more indoors or their heads are down. And we really find that they're almost like on their own self-imposed house arrest. And we need to pay attention to making sure that they have the opportunity to be outdoors and experience nature.
And what's the impact on kids if they don't get enough nature exposure?
That's a great question, and I think something that parents, we encourage them to evaluate, whether it's just looking at a weekday or a weekend and how kids are spending their time, and really like a pie chart of look at how, by percentage, are they, how much is schoolwork, how much is homework or family time or just their general playtime, but put a percentage in there and how much is really outdoors. And if kids have limited access to nature, they're going to find an increase to want to stay indoors. And that's what we don't want, is they're going to become dependent on those computers and video games. And, you know, some parents find that they use an iPad it's a reliant on a screen time to be a babysitter. And that's, you know, challenging, because these kids, that they become learning that that's the norm. And we don't want them thinking that that's what's expected, is that if they have some spare time that they want to put something in their hand or turn the TV on. And, you know, kids become more increased dependency on their cell phones for socialization and their entertainment. And you see, it makes me sad when I might go out to a restaurant and I might see a family at another table. And if it's a mom and dad and two kids, and most of them now have their own phones. But it really makes me sad when I look over to a table and they all have the phone in their hands and their heads are down and they're not engaged with each other. And so parents are really setting the norm for that's the expectation. So we really need to be role models and show these kids that let's put the phones down and engage with each other, but also get outdoors. Let's, you know, when we have our parks and recreation, our go by the soccer fields, and I'll see parents lining the soccer fields, which are great, but I would say over 50% of them are looking down at their phones and not watching the recreation opportunity of their kids, which I think is so powerful, because we know that kids want their parents to be watching them and not what's on their phone. And the earlier in a child's life that we can help influence these behaviors and the love of being outdoors, that we know the likelihood is that they're going to continue to want to be outdoors into their teen years and also their adulthood.
So let's talk about that flip side. When you get kids outside more, what happens? What's that impact? What are the positives?
Sure. When we get kids outside, and when anybody gets kids outside, we really believe that four things can happen. And we know that it heals and it restores and it builds and it strengthens. And the studies show that a child's stress level will fall within minutes of seeing green space. And those are actual studies that are so powerful that even viewing, if they can't be outdoors, but to view these scenes, that it reduces their fear and their stress. And that's part of the healing part of contributing to a child's physical and mental well-being. Being in nature and the outdoors gives kids a sense of connection And it's a meaning and a purpose and an appreciation bigger than themselves. And it's being in the outdoors. It can also build their self-esteem, and it's their self-confidence of climbing that playground structure and accomplishing something. But it's important to have the kids have an opportunity to develop a sense of community where they play. And, you know, you've mentioned it earlier about the times, you know, 4 to 7 minutes is the average American child is being outside. And we really want to encourage people to have children play and hike and bike and really, you know, run around outside. And it helps reduce the anxiety and the stress. And we know that there are studies that show it's, lowers the risk of disease chances by furthering developing their well-being physically and mentally.
And there's got to be a positive cognitive impact, too, on sort of the initiative of just creating your own fun and exploring things.
Absolutely.
As opposed to the more passive entertainment that comes with electronic entertainment.
Absolutely. It's for any age, you know, and we're developing a really strategic focus on developing nature preschools. And we have preschools across Prince William County Parks and Recreation that, you know, it's the traditional preschool, but we really have recognized the importance of starting younger and teaching these values and the enjoyment of being outside. So we're going to start rolling out in September our new program called Nature Preschool, where we're going to be getting them through the same curriculum type, but we're using the outdoors and the environment and teaching these kids much younger the joys and the great opportunities that are outside those doors.
If you're just joining us, this is Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quinones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Tracy Hannigan from the Prince William County Department of Parks and Recreation. And we're discussing why kids benefit from more time in nature and how we can make that happen. So in reality, I think you mentioned parents don't get enough time outdoors either, because it's not always easy to work this in, and kind of creates an opportunity to maybe spend some time in a different way with your child.
Many parents we know, when they get home, they're already booked, that they don't have enough time for themselves. So we want to encourage parents that to help yourself be a better parent, you need to find that time for yourself. And, you know, I think about my day and, you know, if I get an hour lunch break, I'm going to find 15 to 30 minutes of my lunch time, and I'm going to pack my lunch and I'm going to eat it while I'm walking on a trail nearby, or just to sit outside at a park bench. That it's important that you get some fresh air, that you clear your mind so that you can be there for your child, but that you receive the benefits of this. And it really can change your perspective. And I know that I can describe some images to you, such as sitting by a lake on a park bench, or with your feet in the ocean, or just smelling flowers and the warm sunshine on your face. And I know by the look on your face, it already feels better, but it certainly feels a lot better than me describing 4 inches of paperwork and your phone ringing off the hook and a line at the counter that you might serve. And, you know, parents, you need to make a commitment to yourself first, and if you're going to be able to help your children. And it starts with just 10 to 15 minutes a day of get yourself outside. Your children are going to follow you. And if you're going outside, they're going to be coming out. It might be to ask you a question, but it's going to pull them outside. So we really think that the benefits of nature are endless, and we really want the opportunities for youth and adults to be outside.
And you're not just talking about one more thing to add to our to-do list. You're really talking about this being something we'll benefit from, and then in turn model for our kids.
Absolutely. And one of the main things a parent has to do is make this a priority. And whether you're a parent, an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent, a caregiver, children are counting on you to make it a priority not only to take care of them, but to take care of yourself. And they want you around, and they want you, why not a better place than to be outside and enjoy the great outdoors with them? And there is no Wi-Fi in the forest, but we are pretty confident that you will find a better connection when you go there. And whether it's with for your child or for yourself, that the nature and the fresh air is just listening to the birds and seeing the growth and the new life around you in a forest is just, it's so empowering, it's refreshing, it's changes your perspective, it's truly a refreshing, and it's free. And I can't think of a better therapy myself than going outdoors.
Absolutely. So let's assume that you've convinced a bunch of our listeners that they need to commit to doing this. What are some easy tips for getting started?
We are so fortunate to have such a great, tremendous parks and recreation system throughout Northern Virginia. particularly in Prince William County, we have over 65 county-owned facilities. We have state parks, and we're very fortunate that we have national parks in Prince William County, which is pretty rare to have all three of those park systems available to any community. The easiest way to find out about your local park system is to do a web search for parks and recreation facilities in the jurisdiction that you live in. In Prince William County, we have developed a web-based park finder where you can put in your street address, and it will pull up in the county to the location that you entered, and it will drill down into demonstrating what facilities and amenities are closest to your home that you can utilize.
Great. We have just about a minute left. Is there a final thought you want to leave with our listeners this morning?
I think it's... We all want, you know, we talk about it. We talk about wanting more of this, and I think it's making it happen. And it is a commitment, but it's the easiest commitment of turning a doorknob and stepping outside. Even if the furthest you can get tonight is to sit on your front porch versus sitting and watching some TV show or playing a game on your phone, it's get outside and take more steps the next night. Walk around the block with your kids. There's neighborhood parks that have sidewalks leading right to it, to green space. If you want to travel a little further to a larger regional park, do it. But my closing thought is more to a pledge that we heard last fall. And it says that if we want children to flourish, to become truly empowered, then let us all allow them to love the earth before we ask them to save it. And we want the kids to be able to know what's out there in the green pastures of these parks, and to really walk the trails and to see life and experience it for themselves. But it starts with the parents modeling the way for them. And I think that the more we can all do that, the better we're going to be.
And we'll find immediate short-term benefits as well as invest in long-term benefits for both parents and children.
Absolutely. The benefits of parks and recreation truly are endless, and it is a fabric of your community. You either have it or you don't, but we are so blessed in Northern Virginia to have it around almost every corner. So take advantage of it and enjoy it.
In a world where raising children seems to be dominated by hectic schedules and too much technology, getting outside to experience and enjoy the natural world could be the key to what's missing for many of us. Moving our kids outdoors for fresh air, physical activity, and the benefits of unstructured time can be a very powerful parenting tool, helping us help our kids combat stress and physical ailments, as well as bringing us closer together as families. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quinones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank iHeartMedia and Tracy Hannigan from Prince William County Parks and Recreation for joining me to talk about this important topic. Remember, kids need connections. We are all responsible for connecting with the children in our communities, and we can help all families thrive. For more information about the importance of getting children more time outdoors, as well as other parenting topics, visit the SCAN website at scanva.org.